I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Chicago right now. We'll tap in with the guy that covers the Chicago Bears, played in the NFL for a bunch of seasons, and that is Clay Harbor, who we were hanging out with at the Super Bowl, and he's kind enough to join us once again on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Clay, appreciate the time. How you been, my man?
I'm good, man. It's actually a beautiful day in Chicago. I just took a walk around the lakefront. Really nice out there. It's like 65 degrees. We don't get that much at this time of year. But the crazy thing is tomorrow is going to be 25.
Hey.
We got a 40-degree jump from today, well, subtraction from today to tomorrow. So I was just outside enjoying it. And obviously, you know, we got a lot to talk about with the Bears, what are they going to do with the first pick. Obviously, they got the ninth pick as well. And will they get some capital if they do decide to trade Justin Fields?
Yeah, that's how I get sick. When the weather is at 65 degrees and then it goes down into the 20s or the 30s that quickly, I always get a cold the next day instantly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what happens, man. It's that change of temperature. But I've been doing something, Zach. It's called deliberate cold exposure. It's when you go into the cold tub, you make sure that you get that cold, those cold shock proteins, a bunch of dopamine release, some epinephrine, really good. So it actually gets you more used to the cold weather. And I've been noticing, I've been getting sick. So maybe you should try the cold plunge.
Wow. How about that? Well, what are you going to recommend next to me? Ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers, Clay Harbor?
Oh, these are two different things, man. The sauna, steam room, and the cold plunge. Those are the three things I do along with working out and cardio. But the cold plunge is great.
Gotcha. All righty. What do you think the Bears are going to do with this number one overall pick?
What do I think they're going to do? I think they're going to draft Caleb Williams. And I think they're going to trade Justin Fields. I mean, all the talk has been, you know, around Chicago, obviously. What are they going to do here? But the consensus is, and obviously nobody's talking to Ryan Poles. He's even said today in his interviews at the Combine, I'm open to things. I haven't heard much. It would take a big deal like we got last year for me to even think about passing up on a pick. But in my opinion, I think they go with Caleb Williams. You heard Matt Eberflus today talking about what are the traits that he likes in a quarterback. And Ryan Poles even alluded to it as well. They like a guy that is good situationally, good in third down, good in 2 minute, and good in the fourth quarter. And Justin Fields has typically not been good in a lot of those scenarios. He'll make the splash play here or there, and he'll show flashes. But in those situations that both the head coach and the GM alluded to today, that is not his strength. And who knows, maybe bringing in Shane Waldron, a guy that Matt Eberflus said, one of the reasons we brought him in is because how he's been able to handle quarterbacks. He spoke about how he had a long talk with Pete Carroll about Waldron. And Pete Carroll had nothing but great things to say about Waldron and how he's able to mold a quarterback into a good spot and how he's able to change his offense to what suits the quarterback's abilities. Obviously, Fields has some great abilities that not typical quarterbacks have. So I think Waldron would be a good guy for Fields because he knows how to make the most out of his quarterback. Obviously, what we saw him do with Geno Smith, taking him from one of the worst quarterbacks in the league to leading the league in completion percentage and a Pro Bowler.
So I noticed that you said, what do I think they will do? And you just gave that answer. Do you think that's what they should do, Clay Harbor? Because that's a different question there.
I'm with Peter King, man. I know you saw that Peter King article back talking about he thinks they should trade down and get a ton of pieces to this franchise, including maybe 9 draft picks for this one pick is what Peter King said. And I've been seeing the same things. If you trade down to 2, do you not think there's going to be somebody else that sees Jaden Daniels or sees some, you know, that Drake May fell in love with him? They want to trade up and get him? Okay, then you could trade down to 3, 4, 5, 6. Peter King said 7. And you could get a haul for these picks. For this one pick, you have a serviceable quarterback. And if you make this trade, you could really change your franchise forever. And obviously some people are saying, well, hey, you know, what is Caleb Williams? You know, he might be the next Patrick Mahomes. I think he's more of a Kyler Murray type quarterback. He may be better than Justin Fields, but it's not Justin Fields versus Caleb Williams, in my opinion. It's Justin Fields and these seven picks. Justin Fields and potentially Marvin Harrison Jr. Justin Fields and potentially Brock Bowers, Romo Dunze. Justin Fields and potentially all these picks versus Caleb Williams, a guy that hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL. And to me, that's still a coin flip. So when I take all that into factor, I'm not saying Fields is better than Williams. I'm saying for your team, this is a team sport. Obviously, the team is ran by the quarterback. But for the team, I think that just keeping Justin Fields, trading this pick, and getting that haul would be best long-term for the Chicago Bears.
Talking to Clay Harbor right now. So DJ Moore has made it abundantly clear that he wants Justin Fields as this quarterback. Let's yeah. say if it goes the road, and you know how locker rooms work, where Caleb Williams is coming in and DJ Moore has voiced all of his support behind Justin Fields, and then Fields gets traded. Is that relationship going to be rocky? And with 2 years left on the deal, is selecting Caleb Williams and trading Fields the beginning of the end to DJ Moore's tenure with the Chicago Bears, in your opinion?
I don't think it'll be a rocky relationship between Caleb, because DJ Moore, I've gotten a chance to meet him, and everybody else that knows him, I got friends on the Bears, I've covered these guys. Everybody knows DJ Moore is a class act, and he is just a stand-up dude, and he is a true professional. He's going to go out there and he's going to work his tail off like he did with Justin this year, out there watching training camp. They're out there early. They're staying late to get on the same page. He's going to do the same thing with Caleb, but to me, I don't think that he wants to go back to a rookie quarterback. He has a guy that he had a career year with, that he knows what to expect, that can create plays, that he really found a special bond with, even on and off the field, this connection that they got. And now he doesn't want to start all over, build that rapport all over again. He sees Justin Fields, a guy that can win games, and like they did down the stretch. Obviously, there was a couple close ones they lost, but and a guy that can get him the ball. So, in my opinion, if Caleb Williams comes out, he works his tail off. He shows he's going to do the thing that Justin Fields does if they pick him, and he gets on the same page with DJ, then I think, okay, problem solved. But if he comes out, he's not working, you know, he expects things to be given to him. He comes out, he's not playing well, and obviously he's a rookie. There's a good chance he isn't coming here and set the world on fire. I mean, how many rookies, obviously we're looking at CJ Stroud last year, but before him, how many rookies come out and have great years? It's just not something that typically happens because it's just such a tough jump. So if he comes out, they're not on the same page, they're struggling to form that bond, yeah, DJ's probably going to be a little ticked off. He said, we had Justin Fields here. We had a connection. We could win games with him. You saw us down the stretch when we started really playing well. So for me, if that happens, I could see some problems happening.
Talking to Clay Harbor right now, wrap it up with the former NFL tight end. So I heard that polls said they haven't made a decision yet. I kind of roll my eyes. I think they got to know at this point, and it's all a leverage point. I'm with you. I think they end up trading Fields and they take Williams with the number one overall pick. Do you buy that they haven't made up their mind yet?
The only reason I do buy it is because I don't think it's just coach speak when Poles and Eberflus are talking about they need the guy to be a fit to the culture. They do have a culture, and Kevin Warren, the president that comes in, speaks about it as well. They want a specific type of guy in this team, in this locker room, a guy that's a leader, a guy that's going to take responsibility for himself, a guy that's going to be able to take criticism, a guy that's going to be able to build off of everything, even when you have mistakes. And they haven't met Caleb Williams yet. So if this meeting at the combine, they're going to have their first meeting with Caleb, they bring him in the room, the Bears like to play golf and darts and get him on the board, watch a little bit of their tape, whatever. If he bombs his first meeting, then they bring him on a top 30 visit to Chicago. Okay, maybe let's give him a second chance. And they really don't hit it off there. And maybe you see him a little bit more on the pro day. You don't hit it off there. If he's not the type of guy you want in the locker room, I could see him even trading the one and going for a Drake May type player. I could see him trading from 1 to 3, even if you think Jaden Daniels could be your guy. So I don't think it is 100% Caleb Williams right now, because these guys really do care about character and the type of person you are. And to me, I know that matters to them. I think that Caleb Williams will have his I's dotted and his T's crossed, and will come in there and have a good interview. You know, all from all intents and purposes. I've heard good things about the kid. I know he's one of those guys. It's like a superstar type player, but I've heard good things and I think they'll like him. But if they don't, if he bombs this interview, I think that still matters. So that's why I think they maybe haven't made up their mind yet.
Wrap it up with Clay Harbor. So Williams has a higher ceiling than Justin Fields. Do you think Drake May or Jaden Daniels have a higher ceiling than Justin Fields?
I think Jaden Daniels is a Justin Fields type player. I think I see a lot of him in Jaden Daniels. Fields and Daniels are very similar. And I think Fields can still get better. And the one thing you got to remember is Fields is only 24 years old still. I mean, I know he's like Caleb Williams is 22, but a lot of these guys are still yelling. Fields is 24. Like, there's guys still living in their mom's basement at 24. Justin Fields is starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. This guy still has a big ceiling here. He hasn't reached it yet. He's 24. I know it's a crazy to think because he's been in the league for 3 years, but yes, but I really like Drake May, the size, the speed. I mean, people sit talking about his athleticism. This guy's ran for 1,500 yards the last 2 years. I mean, he's a big guy that can run. He's got that typical size. He's got a bigger arm than Daniels. I really like May. I haven't done a ton of film study on him yet, but just my initial viewing of May versus Daniels. I've done some on Williams, but I think May would be that next level guy that I could see the Bears going for.
Wrap it up with Clay Harbor joins us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I want to ask you an Eagles question, but before we do that, when you look at Justin Fields' next team, if it goes the way that we're thinking this is going to go, that Fields is going to get traded, the Bears take Williams at one, where do you kind of look into that crystal ball and see Justin Fields quarterback in a team next year?
Yeah, I think there's a few different scenarios that I think would make sense for him. And I start to look at it and I go, okay, what makes sense? I think the Steelers make sense. I think the Patriots, if they don't draft a quarterback, makes sense. I think the Falcons, to me, the Falcons, he's the hometown kid. He's from Atlanta. They need a quarterback. Are they going to stick with Desmond Ridder? The Raiders, maybe? No, they got Luke Getsy. The Patriots, if they don't take the Steelers, Broncos, are the Broncos a possibility? I don't think they're sticking with Russ. I know they got him on the books for all that money, but I don't think they're sticking with him. So
yeah, Sean Payton doesn't like him, so he's gone. Russell Wilson's gone. We all know that.
Exactly. And then you got the Falcons, but the Falcons had the chance to draft him back in the day, and they didn't take him.
Yeah, they took Pitts, yeah.
The Steelers. Yeah, I think the Steelers are the team that he could end up with. You put him with a coach like Tomlin, a guy who has a structure, who knows how to really reach his players in that system. They're still winning games with Kenny Pickett somehow, who's thrown 13 touchdowns and 13 picks in his career, who Fields is, I can honestly say, a much better quarterback and I know Fields hasn't played great. I'm not one of those guys that are just delusional and thinks that Fields has played great since he's been in the league, but he is better than Kenny Pickett. So if you put Fields in that situation, you could do a lot of things with the run game. I think Tomlin is a guy, he had Big Ben, mobile quarterback that could just win, big dude. I think Pittsburgh would make a lot of sense.
Is the Eagles locker room cooked? Can they recover from what happened down the stretch of the final 2 months of the season?
I think so. I ran into a lot of those guys down at the Super Bowl, Zach. I was able to talk with Jordan Mailata for a while, Jason Kelsey. I was able to see Zach Ertz, obviously, isn't an Eagle anymore, but I was able to run into a lot of the guys. And Sirianni still's got that locker room. When I was on the Eagles, we had a similar situation, and people say, Nick Sirianni's done. He can't keep this locker room. I was on the Eagles. We lost 8 straight games here. Andy Reid got fired. We still loved Andy Reid. We still went out and played our hearts out for Andy Reid. I don't think that's the problem. I don't think these guys have given up on Nick Sirianni. What I think the problem was, offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. And obviously, Sirianni didn't have a big situation there when he is the overseer, right? So he's not calling plays on offense. He's not calling plays on defense. Now I think he's got a better group of guys in there to call plays for him. And those guys are important, man. I think he did a good job with the hirings, and I think they're going to have a better system there. I think Jalen Hurts took a little bit of a step back. He had a few injuries, but I think you still got the core there of a good team. So with these new coordinators, I think you can really count the Eagles back as one of the top, well, upper tier, a playoff team in the NFC still.
I know that you know Jason Kelsey well. Is he done? Is he retiring? Because that's the way that it feels like.
It feels like he is, and I know he's going to have a bright future on TV, calling games, and he's just such a great player. He was a guy that, you know, obviously I played with for 3 years in Philadelphia, enjoyed my time with Kelsey. He's an unbelievable guy. If he is retired, I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer in my book. But I'd love to see him come back for one more year. I know Shaq's talking about take a page out of my book and learn from me. Shaq, when you were still playing, you were the 10th guy on the bench, barely getting up and down the floor. Jason Kelce is still a Pro Bowler. He is still getting the job done. He's not a guy that isn't playing well still. He's still playing at a high level. His body still feels good. He's still very mobile. He's still pulling as a center. You couldn't tell me, like, I'm watching film. I don't know if that guy's been in the league for 13 years. So for me, I think he should come back, but I don't think he will just because he's got so much going on with his podcast, you know, this media stuff. He's going to crush it there, but I would love to see Kelce back for a goodbye tour.
One more thing, and then we'll let you run, Clay Harbor. Eberflus. A lot of Bears fans wanted Jim Harbaugh. They retained Matt Eberflus as the coach. There were some other potential candidates as well that fans were clamoring for. What does Eberflus do, you being a former player that you like, that makes you think, okay, he could be the long-term coach of the Bears if you think that?
I loved what he did with the defense in the second half of the year. When he took over the play calling, he really adjusted his scheme to the players. And I think that's a big part about what coaches can do. Can you adjust your scheme to players? Being the year, he just wanted to rush four and, you know, kind of sit back. And he realized that we can't get to the quarterback with four. Even when Montez Sweat came in, he helped a lot. But Eberflus started, he started seeing some dime. He started seeing a lot more nickel, got dime, got a bunch of defensive backs on the field. And he did such a good job of calling plays. In the last seven games, the Bears were arguably one of the top five defenses in the NFL. This team has everybody coming back on defense. TJ Edwards had a really good year. Montez Sweat, you get me one more good pass rusher in free agency or the draft. I really like how Kyler Gordon improved. You sign Jalen Johnson or get him on the franchise tag. Tyreek Stevenson had four picks. He did a good job. We got to find a safety for Eddie Jackson with him departing and releasing him for obviously cap reasons. Jaquan Brisker, I think, is a really good, strong safety. So overall, this defense to me is a bright spot.
Are they making a play for a running back like Saquon, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry? Are they making a play for a big-time back this offseason?
I don't see that happening. I see them keeping Roschon Johnson and Khalil Herbert, two guys that they really like, that are locker room guys or are guys that really fit the scheme that they run. I think you'll see them add maybe a third, fourth, fifth round draft pick, maybe a second tier guy and in free agency. But I don't think that they're going to go for one of the big time running backs that you see in free agency.
He is Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end. Clay, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for jumping on board with us. You be well.
Appreciate it, Zach. Thanks, man.
You got it. There he is, Clay Harbor. Enjoyed our time hanging out.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture.
Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
With him at the Super Bowl the last 2 years, does a great job covering the NFL. It is never afraid to give an opinion. Really good stuff there with Clay.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.